Boston's growing diversity is not necessarily reflected in the leadership of most of the artistic and cultural institutions here. Since that can influence the types of art presented, one area group is working to groom people of color to become the next leaders of Boston's art world. WBUR's Maria Garcia has the story.
It's a breezy summer evening on the deck of the Institute of Contemporary Art on Boston's waterfront. A group of about 30 young professionals socialize in one corner.
And I also wanted to figure out a way to connect and network, meet new people and see who was out there, really.
There's a lot.
They're drinking cocktails, most of them still in their work clothes, swapping stories about jobs and bosses and life. All of them work in the arts at various cultural institutions around Boston, and not one of them is white. Meeting other arts administrators of color in this town is not easy.
In many of the meetings that I had been attending, I would often be probably the only person of color or one of two.
That's Victoria George, the Audience Lab Director at Arts Boston, a nonprofit that helps 175 arts groups develop their audience. She started this program called the Network for Arts Administrators of Color. As I met other people of color who worked in the arts, most of them had similar stories to George's. Here's Carmen Codron, Digital Communications Manager for the Massachusetts Cultural Council.
As soon as I started working in the arts industry, I realized that I was feeling a little bit alone sometimes in many meetings.
And here's Audrey Serafin, the community and inclusion advocate for Central Square Theater in Cambridge. She says she was the only person of color at her organization when she started 2 years ago.
I've been very lucky to have a lot of female mentors in my life. Currently, my leadership at my organization is 100% women, but it's also 100% white women.
The lack of diversity means not only navigating a workplace where one feels different, but also struggling to ascend to leadership roles held mostly by white people.
It's not necessarily asking people who run these organizations right now to step inside and let us take over.
Here's the network's founder again, Victoria George, with Arts Boston.
It's really more just saying we have the talent and we have the knowledge and we have the capacity and the skills to work with you and to grow the sector, especially as, you know, the demographic shift in the country.
Currently, there are no statistics on the number of arts leaders of color in Boston. George says, though, that the lack of diversity at the top also affects the kind of art that's brought to audiences.
A lot of the work that we do has some, like, cultural connection of some kind. I think it's important to make sure that there are people at the table who might know a little bit more, who can be able to help create something that is phenomenal for everyone to take part in.
Right now, the 130 people of color who are part of the network are listed on the Arts Boston website with their resumes attached. George wants cultural organizations to look to the network at hiring time. That means grooming the current arts administrators of color to be ready for high-profile positions.
What is it that they need to know? Who do they need to know? What are the connections that are important that they need to make?
The people I spoke with seek professional development, but they also just want a space where they don't feel out of place. Here's Audrey Serafin again of the Central Square Theater.
As a person of color, you're working in an environment that's not necessarily yours. And so interacting with different people who are also in that same environment is, like, very therapeutic. You get the sense that, you know, they're going through the same things you are and they can give you advice that your white coworkers couldn't.
These young professionals are building a community that they hope will prepare them to lead powerful institutions in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.